This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania over the weekend in response to President Biden's attack on Republicans and the Make America Great Again segment.
American patriots that I have gotten to know so well. 2 months from now, the people of Pennsylvania are going to fire the radical left Democrats, and you are going to elect Doug Mastriano as your next governor.
38-year-old Cleota Abstin has been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of a Tennessee heiress who was out jogging last week when she was accosted and forced into an SUV. Eliza Fletcher has not been found, yet Memphis police said in an arrest affidavit they have evidence that leads them to believe she was seriously injured in the abduction near the University of Memphis, Tennessee. Authorities said they have surveillance video of the abduction.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
She retired in May, was suspended for 3 days by the school in April of 2021, and received a formal written reprimand that same month for addressing a biological female student by the student's birth name. The workforce in America has become stronger than ever.
On this Labor Day weekend, our workers more empowered than ever. Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Today is Labor Day and Bob Newhart's birthday. Bob on Conan from 2006.
Usually when I go into a town, people say, you sure look like him. But now I get I voted for you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here on Labor Day 2022. Good to have you with us. It is Labor Day that pays tributes to the contributions and achievements of American workers, traditionally observed on the first Monday in September here in the United States as well as Canada. Created by the labor movement in the late 19th century, it became a federal holiday in 1894. Labor Day weekend also symbolizes the end of summer for many Americans, and is celebrated with party street parades and athletic events, all kinds of fun and what have you. But, you know, think about what was happening in the late 19th century. I mean, again, it speaks to this revolutionary spirit that we have here in America, a revolutionary spirit that cries out for justice. And what was going on within the labor communities was people were being overworked. I mean, 12-hour days and breaks, you know, not necessarily, even clean facilities. I mean, look at these industrial leaders were taking full advantage and basically forcing people, you know, into slave labor. But here in America, the American spirit being what it is, and, you know, we'll put up with it with so much until it gets to be too much. And when it does, that revolutionary spirit comes out in us. And this is what happened as the response at the height of the Industrial Revolution in the country. As I said, where the average American worked 12-hour days, 7 days, 7 day weeks, in order to eke out a basic living. I mean, think about that. I mean, they really had enslaved the American worker until the American worker stood up and said, no more, we're not going to do this. And so the result of it, of course, was even the federal government getting involved and killing people. Chicago was one of the hotbeds of the conflict, also in New York. And finally, reason prevailed, but it cost lives along the way. And out of it, we have Labor Day. So lest you forget, there's a lot invested in this special holiday that we commemorate. As Dr. Scott Powell said, on the upside, we can give pause and remember just how great everything is in terms of, you know, what we're able to produce in our free market here. And it's very, very frustrating. We're waiting, by the way, to connect with Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder president of American Faith. And do we have him now? I'm sorry. Okay, which just I'm going to pass on a number to him so that he can call us and, you know, get connected, see what we can do here. So every once in a while, we just have, you know, some electronic
interruptions, but that's okay. We continue forward here. So again, what's so important about America in our history and what's so rich is how we got here. Again, I say this, and I think it's sad that we always have to keep saying, well, we're not perfect, you know. Of course we're not perfect. We're humanoids. Nobody's perfect, okay? But the thing is that happens about America is we have this spirit in us is that we understand we're not perfect. But we also understand when things aren't working, we want to do something about it. We're problem solvers. And this is what we've done going back to Labor Day. There was a problem. We solved it. And yes, there were some lives that were sacrificed along the way, as there will be lives going forward, because we live in a world where death is part of the narrative, part of the reality in which we live, as frustrating as that can be, ladies and gentlemen. But you know, the thing is that we have to look back on is from the founding, you know, from the pilgrims, our early colonial days of this great American idea and how it built a structure and took on a skeletal structure and then started adding the substance to it to make it what it is today with all its bumps and bruises and imperfections. Still, millions of people would love to be part of the drama and the history of this great country, because it affords, like no other country in the land, an opportunity for freedom. See, this is why the resistance right now of what's happening in our country. Like it or not, you've got to realize that socialism has been creeping in. Even though Donald Trump says we'll be, you know, our country will never, never embrace socialism. Well, I think we have. We have in certain instances. And more people are being convinced that socialism is worth a shot. Okay? But look at the history. Look at the history of socialism and compare it to the history of America with all its bruises and bumps and ugly body parts on both sides. And after doing that, if your discernment says that you want to, in fact, pursue socialism, God bless you. But, you know, I've gone through that exercise. I've defended this country. My family has defended this country. Thank God, neither of us had to pay, the ultimate price. But we believe in America to this day. And we weren't, you know, yes, we were born here, but our grandparents were not. They were born in Mexico and Spain. So they came to the country with American dream. I tell this story about my grandparents, especially those that migrated from Mexico. Believe it or not, they paid a penny for their citizenship. That was the price of citizenship back then, right after the early 1900s when they came here. But they came here to participate in this great American dream. And my father and my mother, who had 9 kids, believed in this American dream. My dad participated in World War II. You've heard me say this before. He's a medic. He was in the European theater. Was at the Battle of the Bulge with General Patton. And quite a story. And out of that experience came a humble man who was just an incredible individual and father we were blessed to have and blessed to miss to this day. And he taught us these American values. He taught us the values that he had learned along the way, the value of hard work, the value of freedom, the value of believing in God. And I hold to those principles to this day. In spite of the challenges that we're faced with today by others' ideas, thinking, oh, that's okay. You know, we can do it without God. We'll take it from here. I mean, how arrogant. I mean, all that's involved. I mean, all it does. I mean, just take 15 seconds of your day and just imagine that you had to create that 15 minutes of that day. What would you do? How could you possibly have created everything to make that 15 minutes of your day work? From the air that you breathe from a miraculous body that has blood running through your skeletal structure, your brain, your mind, all that that's going on, the job that you have to do. Could you have created all that yourself? Could you have done that all by yourself out of nothing without God? Just take 15 minutes and imagine what that 15 minutes could possibly be with God Almighty. And this is what some would want us to believe today. This is why Labor Day, this is why America is so important.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I told you we're going to have Phil Hudson-Pillar on. Not to worry. I mean, he shows up exactly when he's supposed to. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hudson-Pillar, yes, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Happy Labor Day, Phil. How are you, sir?
Hey, good. I was busy laboring, so I couldn't get on the phone. Sorry about that, Bill, but I wanted to be kind of, what's the word, culturally late? How's that?
Yeah, I guess. I guess. Yeah, that's all right. It works because it brings importance and significance to your presence now that you're here that we can talk about. Because, you know, Labor Day, really an important holiday when you think about it. We took a retrospective look behind us as to how Labor Day came about, why it's so important, and what it does, you know, in terms of supporting the liberties that are enumerated in our Constitution, that are enumerated in our Bible, liberty that is God-given, and it is a day to celebrate. But hopefully, Phil, people beyond the hot dogs and hamburgers and the parades and that can appreciate that, you know, the source of everything that's good that has to do with labor and its liberty comes from God Almighty, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think the one thing that we've done is we've become shallow in our understanding of holidays, and it largely because of Hallmark cards. And here, listen to where I'm going with this. Everything is a day. You know, we've got Grandmother's Day, Grandfather's Day. We've got, you know, whatever, Donut Day. And I think whenever everything becomes important, nothing becomes important. And it's important for us, yes, to separate out that which is let's call them sacred versus secular. I mean, that they've really got roots in and foundations in the Word of God and the power of God. And so labor is considered a good thing. In fact, Proverbs says that in all labor there is profit. And the idea is that God, number one, expects us to labor. Number two, expects us to profit from it, not just get by. So whether people were self-employed, working in trades, or working for a company, all of those should be very significant, and all of it began really in the 18th century with the Industrial Revolution and the need to kind of deal with this concept of labor.
Mm-hmm. And it came out of, like you said, the latter part of the 1800s when people were being overworked. I mean, 12-hour days, as we had reported earlier, not really clean bathroom or breaks or anything like that that was taking place. The people were taking advantage of, I mean, for meager wages. And, you know, what this underscores here, Phil, is the power of the people. We are a government of, for, by, we the people. And when we the people say enough, things change. And we're revolutionaries at heart. And we got to understand, and what we hold to here is we revolt on the things that are godly and righteous. When they get out of order, the people get ticked. And they're willing to put their lives on the line as they did back then.
Well, you know, let me tell you a great story, because I think you are exactly right. This is foundational in Scripture. So Samuel Guinness, a Christian, heard a missionary story about funding missions and decided the best way to fund missions was a factory where he employed people, and he started Guinness Beer. But here's the interesting thing about it, whether you like beer or not. I'm not a beer drinker, so I'm not advocating beer drinking right now. But one thing that he did was, when women got pregnant, they were guaranteed their job. When they got hurt, they were guaranteed their job. He was 150 years ahead of what we call Labor Day. And he did it because of Christian principles. And in the end, he was probably funded 80% of China Inland Missions with Hudson Taylor because of his heart to not only fuel missions, but also to take care of people. And I learned this from my good friend Oz Guinness, who is maybe fourth great-grandfather. And he said that from the time that his great-grandfather, the fourth generation back, to this day, every single person has been a committed Christian. Every single one of them, God has prospered. So I think there's generational wealth. I think there's God honoring what we do that is right and good and pure in the sight of God.
Well, and the thing that happens when what you're talking of is righteousness. And when it rains, it says the people rejoice. Now, let me ask you this. Is righteousness reigning in America today? Because I don't see much rejoicing happening.
No, it's not. And what's reigning is chaos. What we've done, and the secular state always does this. You know, I just watched a movie about the famine of 1933, and ironically enough, it was Stalin's efforts to try to control and practice genocide against Ukraine. So this has been going on for a long time. But whenever the secular state begins to gain foothold, chaos begins to reign. So good example, right here in California, the governor comes out and says, we're not going to be able to buy any gasoline vehicles in 2035 moving forward. The next day he comes out and tells everybody with electric cars not to plug them in because the power grid can't handle more electricity. Now that is chaos at its best, and yet he sees no problem, no contradiction in what he's doing. He has no plan to get us to get the power grid up, and yet he's operating in chaos. And this is why God brought cosmos to the earth in Genesis. When there was darkness over the face of the deep, what did God do? He brought light in, he exposed the darkness, and he brought in cosmos, and that is order.
Yes, exactly. Well, and we're grateful to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit was that spirit of life that was just hovering over the insanity. And I sense, as much as we can go back to the early days of Genesis, I have this same sense, Phil, that the Holy Spirit is hovering over the chaos right now, even as you and I are talking. And it's so important right now, and this is the other thing that has come out loud and clear in my devotion in the last couple of weeks, is that people who are called by God's name, it is so critical right now that we come together and be in prayer. I know your wife, Tammy, is such a prayer warrior. And whenever we address this issue and with you guys, it is such an encouragement. And I want to encourage our audience, because I'm almost tempted to do a weekly podcast where we just get together, you know, for 10 minutes, you know, people who are called by God's name coming together and just in joining with the Holy Spirit to break the hardness of the hearts that are, you know, causing and promoting this chaos and crime and injustice that's happening. And as you say, Phil, and you reported on this in American Faith, that not only do you have this insanity that happened in California with Governor Newsom, I mean, don't even talk about by 2035, will they even have all the materials and elements for everybody to go fully electronic? Maybe you might have 5-10% of Californians able to drive. Everybody else is going to, you know, we're all going to go Amish, I guess, overnight. But that could be coming. But you have a situation where an energy company that you're reporting at on American Faith has shut down access to home thermostats during 90-degree heat wave. This is in Denver, Bill. Crazy.
Well, and this is, keep in mind, this is the control that's coming. The reason they want you on electronic cars is because they can tell you when to drive and not drive. You have zero control over your life. They can monitor everywhere you go. They know exactly what you're doing by your car. And some people could say, well, they do that with my phone. Yeah, but I can leave my phone at home. So keep in mind that ultimately there is a desire to say, we know what's best for you. And we're going to control whether it's the temperature in your home, the kind of car you drive, where you go, whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. There is ultimate control coming. And every despotic ruler of history has followed this same pattern. Stalin is responsible for 8.7 million deaths in Ukraine alone in 1933. Now think of that number. They say dictator are responsible for as many as a billion deaths worldwide over since it began.
Those are pretty scary stuff. Those are huge numbers. And here we are with shortage of energy and a cold winter coming. Phil, 20 seconds left. What would God tell us right now? What's God saying to us?
Lean into the Word of God and stand up for truth. There's nothing better than those two things.
He's the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, Phil Hodgson-Pillar. Thank you, Phil. God bless.
Thank you.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Samsung Electronics is warning some U.S. customers that their personal data was exposed in a recent breach. The company stressed the breach did not involve Social Security numbers or credit card or debit card numbers, but said the data such as name, contact, and demographic information, date of birth, and product registration information may have been affected. It was kind of unclear, though, exactly what demographic information may include. European energy prices surged after Russia shut down natural gas flows through a major pipeline, threatening to add economic woes for businesses and households across the continent. Natural gas futures in Northwest Europe, which reflect the cost of fuel in the wholesale market, jumped more than 30% in early trading Monday. Conservative Liz Truss was announced as the United Kingdom's new prime minister on Monday morning. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Before the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Ann Silvers is going to be joining us. She's a licensed counselor, relationship coach, author of Abusive Men by Women. It happens, it hurts, and it's time to get real about it. Ann, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we want to bring a spotlight on those that are falsely accused, and there's a falsely accused day, and which is becoming quite an exasperation for judges and juries with this problem that is affecting, you estimate, something like 20 million people, right?
Yeah, I think that that's the stat from the Center for Prosecutor Integrity.
Mm-hmm.
They did a study on it and found both men and women being falsely accused, about two times more men than women,
mm-hmm.
of various crimes. Yeah.
Yeah, these false allegations, as you say, have a range of serious consequences, including loss of family relationships, social stigmatization, impairment of career opportunities, mental health problems. People are getting kicked out of schools, you know, over these sort of things, you know. And let us say that, of course, if somebody should be rightfully accused and due process take place, we're for that. But when...
Yeah.
The sensitivity of sexual abuse is utilized in a way that injures people. Well,
you know, it's not right, certainly not fair. But and how do we attack this issue? Because it seems that what happens, it deafens the cry of those men or women who are abused and need to, you know, we need to hear their voice, but it gets muffled because of, you know, the amount of false voices that have been out there. Is that fair?
That's very fair. It's well, very well said. It hurts everybody. So the false accusations, most of the time what I see in my career is the men who have been falsely accused of domestic violence. And I get calls from all over the continent from men who are just in absolute desperate mental state from they're so burdened by the devastation caused by the false accusation. And I'm so happy to see that the Me Too movement has been I just don't see it I don't see it popping up anymore since the Johnny Depp trial brought so much attention to false accusations and the devastation that they create. So
that was really kind of a victory for truth and some balance here, wasn't it? What happened with Johnny Depp? I mean, you have two, you know, headline celebrities, so to speak. This is all in front of God and everybody. And we're able to go through the due process. And I guess you can be thankful, you know, for everybody involved, because it really did, you know, kind of hear this out in such a way. It brought some sobriety to the debate, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And so now we need to build on that. We need people that have been sort of activated by a new awareness that false accusations are so devastating, and they had been given, and they still continue to have so much power that a person can just say some false accusation. It takes some seconds to say it, and it takes years to counter it. And it's so hard to prove a negative. So when people jump on, okay, they accuse them of it, so it must be true. If you jump on that, and people lose their jobs immediately, and they're ostracized, and a lifetime of work can just be devastated by, I keep using that word, a moment of somebody saying a false accusation. So we have to be more, as a culture, we have to be more attentive and catch ourselves at believing an accusation and look for what's the evidence before you jump on the bandwagon of the accuser.
Well, and this is why, you know, those things that influence the culture, the media today, cannot be part of the invalidating spirit that is reigning here, that is so quick to cancel you. I mean, look what happened with Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, the more than a suggestion, somebody comes up, makes a statement, and to this day, if you were to take a poll, there were people who would still believe in that unproven narrative that was put out there. And nobody, you know, when it comes up in conversations, you know, I'll say, well, did you know the person who brought this accusation, did you know what her ties, that she had ties with the abortion industry? Were you aware of that? No, they weren't. I mean, the whole process, the due process of it all stunk to high heaven, and it injured this judge to such a degree that you had a situation where an individual thought it would somewhat be worthy of his legacy to go and murder the judge and his family. I mean, we're not talking just losing a job. We're talking death here. This is how dangerous this stuff can be, don't you think?
Well, and we need, like I said, we need more awareness to be thoughtful when somebody makes an accusation. We don't want to go back to, you know, somebody raises their hand and says that they were a victim of domestic violence or sexually assaulted. We don't want to go back to the days where everybody's disbelieved. And we want to find that middle ground where there's thoughtfulness put to, you know, what's the evidence? And if we don't have time personally to kind of look at the evidence, just to stay neutral.
Can you stay neutral when you've got a pervasive media that is quick to put that out there? Should there be, I mean, here it is. I mean, the media is doing everything they can to protect Hunter Biden, so to speak, in his laptop. As crazy you talk about abuse and everything that's involved in that laptop that we know about. Well, you know, if you can do that for Hunter Biden in the name of our society and hopefully the future and strength of it, can we find a way to judiciously monitor this stuff? Because once it gets out into the public bloodstream, it's too late.
Well, not if we become more thoughtful and allow ourselves to not look at things so super either or polarized thinking. And
right now in the culture in the culture that we're in right now, and do you think that we're capable of becoming more? I mean, I'm with you. My dad always said I was the most optimistic of all his children. And I believe in optimism. I have faith in the American people. But from what we have gone through in the last, you know, couple of years and all this fighting and fussing and everything, it's like we're brain damaged. I mean, we need to all sit on the couch in front of you, and maybe you can calm us all down at the same time. Can you do that for us?
I might be able to do that.
Okay.
Give it a go.
Yeah, well, bless your heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God that.
Special piece.
Yeah, you know, it's like you just want to grab everybody by the shoulders and just shake them and say, "Stop! You know, what are you doing here? You know, we're not going to be better off, you know, by fussing and fighting and staying on this track that we're on."
Yeah, and by giving, by being able to just calm ourselves down, like said, you used the key word calm, calm ourselves down a little bit so our brain can get some clarity. The stressed out, anxious brain is not able for really clear thought. We get befuddled easily when we're anxious. We get confused, and so sometimes it's helpful to just take a couple of deep breaths.
Exactly.
And calm ourselves so that we can reset.
Well, this Friday, September the 9th, is Falsely Accused Day. That might be a good day to start.
Pottersfield. That would be a good day to start, yeah. Or even today might be a good day to start. Yeah, so I'm, to find out more about some of events going on in the U.S. for Falsely Accused Day, go to...
Your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
It's Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to you, 2022. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're on standby. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com, but he may be laboring today and not be with us. But hey, look, we're flexible. It's been that kind of morning. After last week with all the electronic issues we were dealing with, from fire alarms to interrupted phone lines and everything like that, we have come to learn patience and to be flexible, again, to appreciate that it is God who is in charge. As I mentioned to Phil Hotzenpiller, you know, what's been on my heart, and you can let me know how you feel about this. Drop me a line at Bill of BillMartinezLive.com. You know, I think it's really important at this point that we hit the pause button, kind of what Dr. Silvers was saying, and we take a breath. But we need to breathe in God into our lives, into our very existence, as to what's going on. Because I know it's pretty crazy with all that's happening. I mean, you got the President of the United States in a very dark speech, you know, calling half the country fascist. And you think, whoa, man, where did that come from? I mean, this is so mean-spirited on so many levels, especially from a President of the United States that is supposed to be the President of all of the United States, regardless of whether or not we're in total agreement or not. I mean, you know, you're not elected president or any elected office in this country so that you've got a mandate and that you have full agreement. That's not what it's all about. As I mentioned earlier, I mean, Labor Day started because it rose up the spirit of a revolutionary heart in all of us that is part of our, if I can say, our national DNA. And as we don't like injustice, we don't like it when things aren't fair. We don't like it when people are lying to us, especially when we have elevated them in offices that, you know, that violate our trust. You know, we put them in these positions. We elect them into office because we want to believe and we want to trust them. But I will say this to you, because I had to deal with this trust issue myself
here last year. I mean, it was really hard for me. I was having a hard time with the issue of trust. And a dear friend of mine, a pastor in Southern California, Steve Hage, we were sitting down at lunch, and he said, Bill, he says, you are not supposed to trust another human being. And I thought, wow, you know, and that really hit me hard because I thought, oh, wait a minute, you know. You know, I've got friends. I mean, got you. I got, you know, people that, you know, want to, you know, that are important in my life that I want to be able to trust. And, you know, what's going on? I mean, this is a shock to my system. He says, well, wisely, he said, wisely, he told me, he said, look at, look in the Bible. What does God say who you're supposed to trust? You know, you are supposed to trust Him only. And when He told me that, it took such a load off my shoulders, if I can tell you. And so this is where we are right now, is that we have to realize who we can trust. We can't trust these institutions. I mean, look what happened, you know, with COVID. We wanted to trust them. And what we had precaution about and warned people about is now coming out, that there's complications now associated with, you know, with the vaccine and other things that we don't know about. I mean, it just seems, but see, this is what happens when you trust a government to take over your health care. And we knew this going in when we were talking about and debating over Obamacare. Do we want to give the responsibility of our individual health, we want to put it in the hands of the government? And many of us were saying, heck no, we don't want that. And the government, again, had fashioned the argument in such a way that really made it us against them. It's like, oh, okay, so you really don't care about people who are less fortunate than you, that they don't deserve health care. I mean, they twisted this thing, and, you know, in much the same way as they did the argument for Roe v. Wade. And here today, we're dealing with the consequences of Roe v. Wade, for example, that it's not so rare, it's not so safe, if the truth really be known and understood. Pretty sad. But this is what happens when you trust those that are not worthy of trust. And I know that might be hard for you, you know, to hear this. And like I said, I've been dealing with this, and I thank God. I go, okay, God, there's a reason that I'm dealing with this trust issue. And what it was God said, I'm the only one you can trust. He's the only one. And here we are in a country that wants to turn its back on God. And the consequences are going to be devastating. We can already see it on the horizon right now. We gave up our energy independence. I mean, where did this energy come from? Where did all this gas and oil and the ingenuity and the science come from? It came from God. God inspired men to come up with these ideas and inventions so we could be energy independent. And now, for whatever reason, I mean, we can argue to the end of the rainbow. You know, why we abandoned energy independence. Why somehow people based on a theory want to reorientate and turn our economy on its head? Many say it's all about power and control. I think they might be right. You know, that they think somehow they know better than the collective genius of 320 million people. They and their own little ivory towers really believe that they know better. And what proof, what track record do they have? You know, whether it's, you know, regarding climate change, these institutions in Europe that said, you know, half of America would be underwater by now. It didn't happen. But yet they're still given place. We still listen to them. Why are we listening to people who get it wrong? But we do. And the people that should be helping us and really be our wingmen the people that should be our wingmen is the media, and they're not there. Adam Holtz is with us right now. He was laboring for a moment, and we gave him a break. Said, you don't have to labor. Get on the air. You can talk to us right now. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, Bill. I apologize for being a little tardy this morning.
Hey, no worry. We got 3 minutes left. So, you know, I was talking to the audience about, you know, who do you trust? And, you know, we have been led to believe, and this was a conflict I had to deal with last year that was very, I mean, it really, really set me on my head. And, you know, the Word of God is clear that God is the only one that we can trust. We can't trust fellow humanoids. We're fallen. We're not perfect. And the problem is right now we want to trust our government. We want to trust in our president. And we need to be more sober-minded about this, don't we?
Oh, I think so. And I think, you know, Scripture talks about us being people, citizens of two kingdoms. Obviously, we're citizens of the country that we live in. And, you know, over history, a lot of people haven't even had the benefit of being citizens. They've been slaves. They've been indentured servants. But the New Testament calls us to a bigger vision as people who are part of the people of God and citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And that needs to inform the way that we think about our identity. And that, I think, sometimes we get that mixed up because it's more abstract, all right? It's harder to keep perspective on what that means and how that should be a prism through which we see all the things that we grapple with. But I think that is our primary identity, and it doesn't mean that our individual citizenship questions and issues aren't important. They're very important, but they may not be of ultimate importance.
But what's important, though, is to understand there's nothing new under the sun, as the book of Ecclesiastes points out, and that God is in control. This is his popcorn stand. And God knows exactly what's happening here, if we, dare we say, America, around the world right now, what's happening with Ukraine, what's happening with all the human persecution that's going on in communist China, Korea, on through Asia, up through Africa, you know, in the Middle East. God is well aware of all this. And maybe he's just waiting. Yeah. And maybe he's waiting for us to become aware. The people who are called by his name. What do you think?
Oh, I think so. And I think that we need that historical perspective, too, that you could take virtually any slice of history has occasional moments of peace and prosperity. But that's not the norm. The norm is chaos. The norm is invasion. The norm is, you know, kingdoms rising and kingdoms falling. And I think one of the paradoxical effects of the internet age is we're in tune, it feels like, to the right now, sometimes at the expense of a bigger picture of history. And that's why history is so important, because it informs our ability to think clearly about the moment we're in. But I think culturally, we're not particularly interested in history. And then, you know, as you and I could talk about for a long time, even the way we think about history has changed radically in the last 15 to 20 years as different woke ideologies have put a different lens on things. But, it's chaos is the norm. Chaos is not unusual, and God is not surprised by it.
And the real gift, after all is said and done, Adam, is the gift of the present. You know, that God gives us every day with his mercies, new every morning. And this moment to moment that we can enjoy and be thankful for. And I'm thankful for you, Adam Holtz. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of
markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.